Hi, this is Bishop Mololi. What a beautiful gospel today. Even though the two disciples on the road to Emmaus had known Jesus, and even though they had heard reports of the empty tomb and the angel's message, they did not realize that it was Jesus who walked beside them. It was only when Jesus opened their eyes and minds through his explanation of the scriptures and the breaking of the bread that they came to recognize him. We too come to really recognize him in the breaking of the bread. He is at one with us, and we with him are at one with everyone else. Today's gospel gives us a very comforting and strengthening message. Although we are men and women of faith, we too oftentimes find ourselves feeling what the disciples felt: alarmed, frightened, troubled, doubtful. But Jesus says to us what he said to them: "Look at me. I am risen. I am with you. Recognize me in your midst." Once again, you and I recognize Jesus' presence in the Eucharist, for he is as truly present with us as he was when he broke bread with his disciples at Emmaus. We are like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, living our lives in the real world, walking along with Jesus, who is always there accompanying us on the road, whether we recognize him or not. Our Lord teaches us that at the end of our mortal life, he will call us to be with him for all eternity. He will do so because of his great love for us and because of our response to what he has asked us to do: to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, and attend the needs of our brothers and sisters, not only in our parishes and dioceses, but throughout the world. My brothers and sisters, I know that God has bestowed on us a gift beyond price, our Catholic faith, that provides us with many blessings, but also assigns us the responsibility to share our faith with others through the caring ministry in his church and our own witness. There are many ways we can fulfill this responsibility. One very practical way is through our participation in the annual Catholic Appeal. It is one way to share the blessings and love that God has given to each of us with those who have less. Each of us has been blessed. Without funds generated by the annual Catholic Appeal, the diocese would find it difficult to continue, as we should, the mission Jesus entrusted to us. Your gifts to the annual Catholic Appeal support such works as the Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland, and Casa San Francisco in Milton, Delaware. Our vibrant Catholic schools light the minds and hearts of our young people with the Catholic faith and outstanding academics. Our religious education programs, with so many dedicated catechists, share our faith with our children from public and private schools. Our pro-life office works to promote Catholic teachings on human life issues and to encourage parishes and individuals to put those teachings into practice. Those involved in Hispanic ministry in our diocese meet both the spiritual and real life needs of so many who were once strangers and are now brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Our chaplains at hospitals, nursing homes, and correctional facilities bring the face of Christ to the sick, the elderly, and the imprisoned. The work of Catholic Charities, pregnancy counseling and Bayard House, AIDS ministry and counseling programs, gives a face not only to the gospel of life, but also to our Catholic social justice teaching. All this, and much more, is possible because of your generosity to the annual Catholic Appeal. Every year, the Catholic Church in Delaware and the Eastern Shore of Maryland touches the lives of more than 100,000 people through 50 different programs. As we begin the 2017 annual Catholic Appeal with its theme, "Their eyes were opened and they recognized him," I thank God for you and your goodness. With your support over the years, we have accomplished so very much, but our work will never be finished. In a few moments, you will be asked to complete a pledge card and financially support the 2017 Annual Catholic Appeal. I pray that you will once again open your eyes and recognize our Lord in those who come to us for help. May God bless you and your families.